Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, whose name is the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of three black men, our ancestors, our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it is Yahweh that will liberate the so-called African-American and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth, because you are the chosen people of Yahweh, the true Hebrews of Scripture. The true Hebrews by birth, you are. And my name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And this is a blessing today. For today, we're going to be speaking of true liberation. True liberation. And of course, this equates to true freedom. True freedom. Because a lot of our people have never experienced what true freedom means, don't even know the meaning thereof, because we've never in our life encountered a time where we have been free to be able to be a people unto ourselves. But once you learn the knowledge of who you are, of the mighty Yahweh, beyond the shadow of a doubt, you're going to know what it means to have true liberation. But first, we're going to have a song, one of the great songs we pray by our beloved brother Elijah. It's called Praising Yahweh. I love it. I hope you do too.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within his law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Who made the heavens? Who made the earth in the sky? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uliah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him and all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. Habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Three steps in his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and I eat them to the full. so. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the only man is to free Yahweh Elohim. And to keep his commandments, one day there will be a famine. Not for prayer, no for the church to hear the words of Yahweh. But they will not get it, ain't sure why it's true to commit. Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou has been wonderful things. Thy counsel are of old, are faithful and true. For thou has been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Mighty Yahweh. It's been a blessing to be on the broadcast, the true word of Yahweh. It's a blessing today to speak on one of the most vital subjects to revive the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth. What if we're going to be talking about today is true liberation, because a lot of our people don't know what it even means to be liberated. But the Almighty has given us laws, statutes, commandments, judgments, precepts, testimonies, ordinances, and covenants that beyond the shadow of a doubt, even though we're in captivity, these laws will bring you on the road to freedom. As a matter of fact, did you know that the Almighty prophesied what would happen to his people so that the people that went to Washington this past weekend, matter of fact, they went yesterday to celebrate 50 years of freedom and the fight for jobs. And I certainly want to repeat the word fight. You know, and it's amazing that we're still, our people are still unto this day fighting, marching, voting, crying for jobs, for freedom. And in order to let you know, all the things that your ancestors died for when it came to this so-called freedom that we're still looking for, you have to see and be honest with yourself. You have to see that it's been in vain, because we're still not free. We're still being murdered. Just think about what you just heard, Trayvon Martin. Just think about all the murders that you hear every day that happens to us, as if our people didn't do anything, as if they didn't build this nation, as if slavery is over. But we find that our people is still at the highest rate, even though we are the least in this country, but the highest rate in unemployment, the highest rate in joblessness, the highest rate in all the major diseases. And certainly at the bottom when it comes to be free. So what we need to do, because only someone who has no wisdom would continue to walk in the same direction that allows their head to get banged up every time. And they see no different results, because they keep walking in the same direction over and over again. It's been getting us nowhere. And it's time for us to go in the path of righteousness. Because as a nation of people in this country, we never walked in that path. We've never truly been taught as a nation to walk in the path of righteousness. And you might ask, what is the path of righteousness? Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. If you don't have a Bible, I highly encourage you, my people, and anyone of any nationality whatsoever that's listening in today, that you might hear the words of Yahweh. Because everyone is going to be judged by the mighty Yahweh. Everybody. But mainly I'm speaking to my people because I love you and Yahweh does as well. And your brothers and sisters that know the same thing I know of who we are and what happened to us and who the Almighty is and what he requires of us. We love you too and we're rooting for you. We're rooting that you will get this. We're rooting that you will stop hearing the sounds of your leaders that have misled us for years, that would tell you to go to Washington, D.C. and stand up for freedom and jobs and everything else. Although this country stands for every abomination that Yahweh hates, homosexuality, lesbianism, and everything else, this country stands for it like it's the best thing and the best place to be. And you must understand, you have to pay when you do certain things. You have to pay for it. And this nation is destined to be paid back. But you got to understand what your purpose is. Here's what the whole purpose of mankind is. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse, this is what it reads. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. Did you know that? That this is the whole duty of man? Do you ever hear this from the leaders that encouraged our people to go to Washington to remember freedom and jobs, and the fight, and keeping the struggle going? Why are we struggling? Why do we have to fight for jobs? Why do we have to fight for freedom? Could it be that you realize that you're truly not free? That you're truly serving your enemies when you work for him? That we are still slaves, and now we're still asking for jobs and begging to work for someone else. Now, many of our people on their automobiles, they got this sign in the front or back, on the side or in their purse or on their keychain that says, blessed. And most of the times you ask them, what do you mean when you say you're blessed? And they say, I've been washed in the blood. I've been blessed because Christ died for my sins. But is that a blessing? What I'd like for you to see, if you've never seen a true blessing before, you've got to see this. I want you to go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and see true liberation, true freedom, true blessings. Check this out. Now, if you got blessed, here's the true meaning of blessed. And if you got blessed on your car sign and you know you ain't got none of these things going on, you need to take that tag off and just say to yourself, I guess I'm not blessed. I guess I should put the C word on there so that I can at least live a life of reality and so that we can work on returning back to Yahweh. But this is what it says in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the first verse. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy Elohim will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's the major criteria, because you would be above all the people, all the nations of the earth. That means, you know, a lot of the rich Arabs, which are our cousin from Ishmael, you notice how rich many of them are because Yahweh said that they would be blessed. And they have millionaires and billionaires within their nation. You know, this country with white folks and other nations of people that's dwelling here, you know how filthy, stinking rich they are. They just dripping with money, most of it from the blood, sweat, and tears of your ancestors slaving for well over 300 years with no pay. And they were able to take in from the cotton fields and all the other things that we did in this nation that we didn't receive absolutely nothing. Could you imagine 300 years at least, including the years we're in to this day, but for sure no pay for about 300 years, no pay but work and slavery every day. Think about it. What was the rewards? They gave you the pig feet, the pig tail, the pig nose, the pig's butt. It's called ham. That is the ham. It's the butt of the pig. That's what it is. The rear end. That's what you're eating. When you eat ham, that's what you're eating. You're eating his rump, his butt. Now, understand, they call themselves keeping what they call the best part of the pig. But that's why a lot of our people today still love pig feet, still love pig tails, still love and would eat the hair off of it if they wanted to. But you got to understand, my people, they gave us the worst of everything. Now, let's understand, when we're in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the Almighty is actually giving us a definition of true liberation, true freedom, true blessings. And he said, I will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, all of them. That includes white people, Asians, Arabs, Africans, every nation in the world. That's what it did. It say, I will set thee on high above all nations. Look up the word all. It's going to tell you in the Hebrew, every, all, complete nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim. Hallelujah. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom, but with all your getting, get understanding. Here's my prayer that you begin to understand this. Let's look at the third verse. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the fields. So in other words, whether you're in the cities of Chicago and Atlanta, where we are, the ATL, New York, or Philadelphia, or Washington, no matter what city you are, this is letting you know you would be blessed. These blessings would overtake you. You wouldn't even know how to handle them. They would just overtake you and smother you. This is what the Almighty is saying when you're truly blessed. And that's the first word it used. You see that? Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. That's what the field means. That means you could be all out in the rural areas of the city or wherever you are, outskirts, the urban areas. Don't make no difference. You would be blessed. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That means your offsprings. They would be blessed too. And the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle. My goodness. the increase of thy cattle and the flocks of thy sheep. And most of us don't even have no farms. Most of us know good and well the only cattle we see is when we go to Kroger's or some other place and buy their cattle, their food, their beef. Blessed shall thy basket, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Woo! That means blessed shall be your baskets that you carry in the stores. And we know most of these baskets, even the basket itself is cursed. Even the basket, they had a special on all the diseases that is found in these baskets and these carts that you carry and walk around with in these stores. They said that you, if you put a microscope to some of these filthy, diseased carts, and you wonder why you're coming home, or your child come home with, when you put your child in one of these carts, and you wonder why they're sick, you wonder why you don't feel good, because most of these carts, you already know, everybody's touching them, everybody's, you know, putting their baby's seat when they sit in the thing, so you can imagine all the curses that you can receive right there on the cart, let alone what's in the cart or the basket that you pick. And we know when if we're not keeping the laws and mindful of the Almighty, we know good and well that basket more than likely is filled with pork and shrimp and lobsters and crabs and all the other filth that the Almighty told us is an abomination and is unclean unto you and is killing us. Blessed shall thou be when thou come in, and blessed shall thou be when thou go out. So don't make no difference when you come into this world, when you go out of this world. When you go into a place where you go out of a place, you will be blessed. When you go to the store, you're getting the best. This is what it means to be blessed. See, this is what it means to be blessed. And it don't end there. Let's keep reading. Yahweh shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten. Is that what it say? Struck or defeated. That's what this means. He will cause your enemies that come up against thee before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Hallelujah. My goodness. You mean to tell me that these enemies, and we got plenty of them, even though we don't have nothing as a people, we just got all the enemies in the world. The police is your enemy. Many of the physicians is your enemies because they just taking your money. When if we don't want to eat right, eat properly, you go to the doctor. The only way the doctor stays in business is that you got to be sick or something got to be wrong with you. So do you truly believe he's in business to heal you? The Almighty telling us that we were to keep his dietary laws. The Almighty told us that we were to live righteously so that we would be in about as best health as we possibly can be. But because we're not doing it, we're not receiving these results. He said the enemy is going to come up against you, but the Almighty said you're going to flee. They're going to flee seven ways. They're going to be trying their best to get away from you because they know you're blessed. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon thee in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand to. Isn't that something? And he shall bless thee in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Well, I could see right here certainly why we're not blessed. because we're not even in our own land. We're in another man's land, making him rich, working day and night, serving his religions and his false gods. So no wonder they prosper, and no wonder we're cursed and we're not blessed. Storehouses, oh my goodness, we don't have no storehouses. We don't have no houses that we got so much we got to store it up in another place. He said, Yahweh shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn to thee. If, that are two big word that means so much, two letters. If thou shalt hearken and keep the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? We are wearing the names of other people, let alone our own names. Let me read that again. He said, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh. Well, when you let our people know that your name is not Johnson and Smith and Jones and Culpepper and Box and Weaver and all these other names, they get mad. You said, look here, we're Israel. Our ancestors were singing the songs of Zion when they had them on the ships. And they changed them in the churches. But that's the songs they were singing. And the names that they had, they weren't no African, Kazabubu and Habahija. We didn't have them names. We had the names of Yisrael. We had the name of Jeremiah and Sarah and Abraham and Isaiah and Zephaniah and Obadiah. We had these names. Check the slave records out. They got them. If you just do a little research in the library, the white slavers who had us, who was singing the song, Grace, Amazing Grace, because, yes, it was a white slave owner who made up the song Amazing Grace, talking about how sweet it sounds, that he saved a wretched like me, because he knew he was a low-down, scallywag wretched who was bringing Yahweh's people on the ship, and he knew he was no good, and what he was doing in his life was something that he was going to have to pay for one day, and his people too. But don't you know, these were our ancestors, and they had names before they came here. And you know, I've mentioned this before, but it can never be too often emphasized. All of the captivities, even the modern-day captivities of America, even the modern-day captivity of the three little white girls, that was in captivity for 13 years, that just recently this man that they found had them held captive, raped them, had children by this man and everything else, beat them. And no one, and I certainly won't forget J.C. Dugard, who was in captivity for 18 years, because many of these women, their captors told them, don't call yourself by your original name. They said, don't do that. When you go somewhere, you say you another name. But it took J.C. Dugard courage. It took her courage to tell this police officer when she kept asking him, what's your name? And she finally said, trembling, that her name was J.C. Dugard. But he had told her that she was to call herself by another name, so no one would never ever know who she was. When are we going to be free and strong enough to call ourselves by our true name, to do some research and find out what our name is. When are we going to get that type of courage? When, my people? When? You know your name ain't Johnson. When you trace back all the way from slavery, that name was passed on from your parents who received it from a plantation owner, a slave master. And we're talking about true freedom. See, true freedom is your inheritance. That's why it says in the 10th verse, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. They're going to be afraid of you. Yahweh is going to put the fear in the people. And he said, and Yahweh shall make thou plenteous in goods, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, and in the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers to give you. Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, no matter what you do, in righteousness. He said, I'm a blessing, and you shall lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Oh, my goodness. Let me read that one again. Let me see. Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land, your land, in its season. And we ain't even in our own land. And to bless all the work of your hand, and that you shall lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. That's a commandment. You say, and he's saying, you shall not borrow. You're going to be blessed so much, you won't have to borrow. Like we're doing today. You know, they call someone who has a mortgage, they call them a homeowner. But most people that have houses know good and well that you still ain't paid for that house. You still don't truly own it. You live in it, but you're paying mortgage. You had to borrow. That's why. Because Yahweh told us to build our own homes. See? Just think if we were to have kept his laws. Just think. He told us to build you houses. So in other words, he letting you know you would have had your land. You, if it would have took you a year or two to build your house, you built it. You saved the money. You had the money. You put the boards in or got you some help building your house. You paid the people wages for helping to build your house. But you built it. It's yours, because you're trying to keep the commandments of the Most High. According to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, you planted gardens, and then you gave your sons and daughters to your people that were righteous so that they could have sons and daughters. And being married, you were married, and they were begetting children in righteousness. So in other words, you didn't have to worry about paying a mortgage or a house note to a mortgage and lender, because you built your house, you saved up to buy your own boards, your own everything, your own roof, your own whatever, and you did it yourself. God said, you ain't gonna lend, you're gonna lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. Isn't that something? And thou shall make thee the head, and Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shall be above only, and thou shall not be beneath, if that thou hearken to the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, which I command unto thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And you can imagine, my people, every one of these curses is exactly the opposite of what we read. And not only are they the opposite, you get more curses than you do blessings. See, the blessings is from verses 1 through 14. But guess what? The curses is from verses 15 to 68. And when you read this, you read these verses that let you know why they've been calling us a nigger, why we don't have, if we want to work for someone, why are we still begging and asking for jobs? It's in here. Why aren't we free? It's in here. See, you need to know this. Because once you understand this, you won't never have to wear your shoe heels out to vote. You will stop trying to plead and beg your own enemies for something that you lost because we disobeyed the commandments of Yahweh. The Almighty told us that if we didn't keep these commandments, the Creator told us he would put all these curses and that they would overtake us. And it's so important that we understand that this right now is what's going on. That my people, you wouldn't listen to your leaders tell you to go to Washington, D.C., to go and to commemorate something that wasn't successful at all. Because if it was successful, you still wouldn't have to go to Washington to even acknowledge it. You would be going somewhere else to say, we made it. We're now free. We now have any jobs we want. But we were taught to get a job. Why weren't we taught to get a business and that you own your own business? Why weren't we truly taught that? Because we've been cursed. That's the sad part. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis, the 15th chapter, and see what the true and living Elohim has to say concerning our plight. And it's this irrefutable and undisputable exactly what the Almighty is about to reveal unto us. In the 15th chapter, I'll start at the 13th verse. This is what it reads. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Let's admit this. Before I go any further, let's admit this. When you check the history, we know we've been here in this country almost 400 years. I say almost because Yah is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? He made it good. He's going to watch over his word. He's going to protect what he said he would do. He's not going to abandon what he said he'd do unless we turn. And I got to show you that because you need to see that there is truly hope for us. But we need to do some things first. Now, I'm going to read the rest of these verses, and I definitely have to show you what we need to do, my people. 14th verse. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the end result is we're coming out of this captivity. But my people, within this captivity, we're required to do some things. For instance, let's go to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and see what the Almighty has decreed for the so-called African Americans, all of you all that's truly searching for true freedom, true liberation. Don't you know it's always been in the word of the Most High? But I know why you never found it. Because these preachers were too busy taking your money, lying to you and your wife and children, lying because he wanted your money, telling you to bring all the tithes in the storehouse so there can be meat in my house. And he truly meant his own. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, look what Yahweh is telling us. No matter where you at. Now, check this out. This is what he told us. And it shall come to pass, first verse of Deuteronomy 30, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee. And I read them. I read you the blessings. Now, I didn't read the curses because the curses is obvious. And it's obvious that we're not blessed. It's obvious we don't lend. It's hard for us to lend to one another. Less known that we would lend not to a group of people, not to a community, not to a state. He said, and not even to a nation, but to many nations. That's what he said a blessing is. So if you be real, you would consider the sign that you carry on your car, that truly, you're certainly not talking about these blessings. Now, you are blessed, and I am blessed, to be alive, to know Yahweh, to keep his commandments. Hallelujah. And some of you all that's searching, you truly are blessed in the manner that you're alive. And that right now, if you're hearing this message, you're certainly, if you take heed to it, you're certainly going to be blessed. Ain't no doubt about it. But make no mistake about it. You know good and well that we have not received the blessings recorded in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verses 1 through 14. Because if you read verses 15 through 68, you'll find out how we came here on slave ships. You'll find out when I read Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse, where he said, know of a surety that your seed would be foreigners in a land that is not theirs. And that's what we are here. That's what they called you when they called you a refugee, when the so-called hurricane came. Don't you know? When that hurricane came in New Orleans, remember? You remember what they called our people on all the major television stations? They said the refugees are fleeing to this city. The refugees are going here. And then they had to clean it up because somebody, one of our people got on national television and said, why would they call us refugees? We're Americans too. That's what the brother said, and he was crying because it hurt his feelings. But my people, don't you know? They know you're not an African American. They're calling you that. They know that you're just not an American because you're not American. Africa and America, these are two continents, and we're not of neither one. We're living here. We dwell here, but it is not our homeland. We've made it our home, but it's not our homeland because we came from somewhere else. We came from Israel. And our name, our surname, our last name, is Yisrael. It's Israel. We're the Hebrew Israelites. And the Most High told us that one day the blessing and the curse would come to our minds. And he told us, and if you return to Yahweh, thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all your soul, that then Yahweh thy Elohim will turn your captivity. He'll turn it around. He's going to restore us, my people, and have compassion upon thee, and will return, because that's our vision. That is our hope. Those of us that know that if we continue to keep the laws, the statutes, the commandments, the judgments, the precepts, the testimonies, the ordinances and covenants of Yahweh, which are good, wholesome, and righteous altogether, and they make you happy, and they truly give you freedom, not freedom from this country, but freedom to know who you are, freedom to know who your God is, freedom to know what your future holds, freedom to know what this nation is going to encounter, because those that seek Yahweh understandeth all things. I got a scripture to back it up now, because I want you to know, when you seek Yahweh, he'll lead you in the path of righteousness to understand all things. All things. Because the scriptures say in Proverbs, let's go there, and then we're going to go right back to Deuteronomy 30. It says in the book of Proverbs something very wise, that truly, if you love Yah's laws, you'll be happy. Oh, yeah, because his laws will make you happy. It says in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, the 18th verse, where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. Hallelujah. See, what does this mean? Where there's no vision. See, where there's no way that your children have a goal to truly reach for, that they can see a gleam in their little eyes, because from the birth all the way to when they're grown, you taught them, one day, Yah said he would save us out of all the places he scattered us, like I'm going in Deuteronomy 30. One day he told us we would disobey him. And he said, if we return back to him and keep all his commandments and his covenants and his laws and his statutes and his judgments and precepts and testimonies and his ordinances, he said he would return us. See, you would give him hope. You would let him know that even though somebody might be threatening this country, because it's going to go down, Babylon is going to fall. Many of your brothers and sisters in Jamaica been singing about Ragged Down Babylon for years, because it's going to come down. This nation, by scripture, is called the daughter of Babylon, or modern Egypt. That's where we're at. This is an Egypt-like place. And he told us in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 68th verse, that we were going to go into Egypt again by ships. And that's how we got here. And we will be sold unto our enemies. That's what happened to us. We were sold from plantation to plantation. And no man redeemed us. He said, no man shall buy you. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. Read it. Study it. Meditate on it. Pray to Yahweh for understanding, for freedom, because you do be happy when you keep the law. It's not that you won't have troubles. It's not that you're not going to go in through anything. But guess what? You're going to be settled where other people are puzzled, and you're going to know that there is a future for you when you keep his commandments. Oh, yes, I'm talking about a beautiful future, my people. I'm talking about a dynamic future. I'm talking about a future that the ears have heard and the eyes have never seen. But it's going to be hard to perceive because it's going to be something that you've got to wait on Yahweh by keeping his laws and staying faithful unto him. He told us in the second verse of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, if we return to Yahweh, I Elohim, and obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, us and our children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh thy Elohim shall return thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether Yahweh thy Elohim hath scattered thee. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. If any of thine be driven unto the outermost part of the heaven, from thence will Yahweh gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. Man. So in other words, they could take you to the outermost parts of the heaven. They could take you out of space. Yahweh said, if you pray and return unto him and keep his commandments, Yahweh said, I'm coming to get you. He that planted the eye, shall he not see? He that giveth man knowledge, shall he not know? Oh, my people. He that has power, all of it, in his hands, shall he not save? See, this is what Yahweh told us in the book of Isaiah. And you got to see this so that you might know what's holding us back. Here's what the Almighty said in the book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter, before we open our phone lines at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to open our phone lines for you if you have any questions or comments. All you have to do is hit the number 1 after you've dialed area code 323-443-7418. 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put you live on the air for your question or comment because we love you. Isaiah, the 59th chapter, the first verse. Look what Yahweh said unto us. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That's why he's not hearing out of 50 years of begging and marching and pleading and voting for jobs and businesses and freedom and everything else. Equal rights, discrimination, exploitation, subjugation in this nation. And you mean to tell me that our people are still struggling to this day? Oh, I know why. Because we got a curse on us. We got a curse on us from Yahweh. Because our iniquities have separated us from us and our Elohim. Malachi. Let's go to Malachi, the 3rd chapter of Malachi, and see what the true and living Elohim has to say, because we want the remedy. I know my people ain't heard nothing but what's going on, even though they're not doing what it takes. But the remedy is something that we should pray for. What is the remedy to our problem? This is what Yahweh said in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 6th verse. This is what it reads. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said Yahweh of hosts. Hallelujah. So in other words, what is Yah saying? He's saying, look, it ain't me that changed, because I don't change. It ain't me that left you. It's you left me. That's what happened. Since you left me, I'm going to leave you. You know, you got to understand, these lying preachers have been teaching us that God gives us unconditional love. Well, let me tell you something. That's one of the biggest lies in the world. When they told us that he gives us unconditional love. My people, the Almighty has conditions. That's why you see the word if you return to his commandments. If, all through the book. Because if we don't return, don't you know, Yahweh is going to abandon us. Yahweh is going to forsake us when we call upon him. For instance, turn to the 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, and see what the true and living Elohim have left on record for us that want to be free, for us that really want to return back to Yahweh. You're going to have to throw all your gods in the garbage. See, you're going to have to put away the abominations. You're going to have to throw them away, because that's the only way Yahweh is going to hear you. That's the only way that the Almighty is going to bless us, where people will begin to fear us. Now, we ain't never tried this as a nation. See, we never tried this as a nation. But don't you understand, my people? That's what it's going to take for us to liberate ourselves so that we can be ready to go home after we get judged in the wilderness. And that's right. Don't you know? Every man shall reap what he's sown. We're going to be judged for the things that we have done since we've been here. This is what Yah said in 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. This is what he said in the 1st verse. And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with thee while you be with him. And if thou forsake him, and if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But the criteria is, Yah is with you when you're with him. So if you seek him, you're going to find him. But if thou forsake him, he will forsake you. You have to understand this. You have to understand this. Hallelujah. If we leave Yah and we don't keep his law, he said he will forsake us. And that's what Yah does. Now, if we want him not to forsake us, we better return. Because it says in the 3rd verse, now for a long season, Israel had been without the true Elohim, just like today. Us as a nation of people have been without the true Elohim. As a nation, some of us serve the true Elohim, Yahweh. And without a teaching priest and without law. Oh, there it is. There it is. You know, it's amazing. It says in the 4th verse, But when they in their trouble did turn to Yahweh the Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, just like it is today. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and nation was destroyed of nation, city of city, for Elohim did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not thy hands be weak, for thy work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, he took courage. Check this out, what he did. He took courage and put away the abominable idols all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yah. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. The courage of the righteous. The courage, in other words, in our day and time, just like he put away all the B-A-A-Ls, the B-A-A-Ls is still amongst you, my people. They're still amongst you, the false gods that our people worship. They just got new names, as Yah prophesied in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. There had always been, hear me good now, there had always been, and maybe I'll teach on this next week, they've always been heathen nations that believed in human sacrifice, like the religion of Christianity itself. Don't you know one of the nations who believed in human sacrifices were called the Canaanites, and they were right in our midst because our people didn't destroy all the Canaanites out of the land that Yahweh was trying to give us because they didn't keep his commandments, and these people began to influence them, and these people believe in sacrificing their children. They believe in giving up their firstborns for their sins. Uh-oh, do that sound familiar? We're going to open the phone lines up. We're going to open our phone lines up. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. You hit the number 1, and you will be on the line. All you have to do is hit area code 323-443-7418, and we're going to open up our phone lines right now. And in the meantime, while our phone lines are opening, my people, I got to show you this. I've got to show you this because you think about it. Think about in the news just recently, we heard of three boys. Two of them were little Hebrew boys, and one of them was a Caucasian, white boy. One of them, all three of them, they asked them, why did they murder an innocent man that was playing baseball from Australia? They had him on TV. And they asked those boys in the interview, why would they murder? What was the motive for killing this man? And you know what they said? They said they were bored. Did you hear me? They said they were bored. This ought to let you know, my people. This ought to let you know. And they said that the two black boys did the murdering, and the white boy was an accomplice. So you think about it, my people. You think about it. Truly, our children are behaving themselves proudly against the ancient, as Yahweh prophesied that they would. But at the same time, you have to be able to see that Yahweh's prophecy has come to pass. You have to be able to see that. For instance, go to Isaiah, the 3rd chapter. And let me show you something while we're opening our lines up. Isaiah, the 3rd chapter. Look what Yahweh prophesied would happen. He told us, as a result of our disobedience. In the fourth verse of Isaiah, the third chapter, and I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Little youngsters, babes. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. And then look at the 12th verse. Look at the 12th verse of this same chapter. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of thy paths. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yah letting you know, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. See, this is out of order. See, the parents are supposed to rule the children, and the man in righteousness the wife is supposed to submit herself to her husband. In other words, to keep order in the house, that the man would be the head of his house, but all in righteousness. But now, most of our households, let's be honest, it's backwards. The children telling the parents what to do today, and the wife is the one ruling over everything. Don't you know? We are Yah's people. This has happened to us. And you have to see and understand, when you ask, and they ask these boys, what drove them to murder this man? They said they were bored. That lets you know that our children have no regard for life. No regard. Now, I'm going to show you something that the Most High told us in the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter. Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah, the 51st chapter. This is what it reads. And I'm going to start at verse 4. This is what it says. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. And mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up thine eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hallelujah. Yahweh ain't going to abandon. Yahweh ain't never going to abolish his righteousness. And his righteousness come by the law. No matter what you read in the New Testament of the Bible, despite those lies by Marcion and the Piso family, Yah's righteousness shall never be abolished. He said furthermore, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear thou not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. When it says revilings, he's saying don't be afraid of them speaking against his laws, or speaking against you for keeping them. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation unto generation. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Man, it's so heavy. Y'all saying his righteousness is from generation unto generation. His salvation is from generation unto generation. Why? Because whatever he doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, because Elohim does it that men should fear before him. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Furthermore, and let me call this out before I read these verses. Any questions or comments, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we'll put you on the air. But in the meantime, in Isaiah, the 51st chapter, look what the true and living Elohim lets us know in the 17th verse. He said, awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which have drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his fury. Thou have drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. And we have. We have, my people. Because it's a trembling to even know when you don't know Yahweh and things be going on in a land that's not yours. Your life hangs in doubt. You don't know how you're going to make it to the next day. Yahweh has given us the cup of his fury. He said, there is none to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth. Neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she has brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? So in other words, y'all are asking a question. Who is going to feel sorry for us? Do you know of anybody? Do you know of any nation? Do you know of any people that in their native land, and their president or prime minister, gets up and speaks up for us? Have you ever heard it before? No. No, you haven't. Yah said, these two things are come upon thee, and who shall feel sorry for you? Desolation and destruction, and the famine, and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets. As a wild bull in a net, they are full of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of thy Elohim. Therefore, hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus said Yahweh, the Master, and thy Elohim, that pleaded the cause of his people. Check this out. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury, and thou shalt no more drink it again. Boy, that would be great to see in these last days that the Most High take the cup of trembling and the cup of his fury out of our hands. That would be great. You know, it was a blessing that a sister could talk down a heathen by the power of Yahweh. Talk him down even though he got 500 rounds of bullets to shoot at a school of elementary children. Mostly Hebrews, or so-called African Americans, our people, little children at an elementary school. He was loaded. He was packed with ammunition, with weaponry. And Yahweh allowed a sister to speak down, to calm him down, to pacify him, to appease him, to the extent that he gave himself up freely, willingly. This was the mercy of the Most High, because we know that the heathen, from looking at Columbine, Virginia Tech, Luby's in Killeen, Texas years ago, and every other place that the heathen done went crazy and started shooting up people like he crazy, we know that it could have been mighty bad. It could have been mighty terrible for any of those little children to have been murdered by this heathen. Praise the mighty Yah for his mercy that he allowed the sister to be able to talk this heathen out of doing such a terrible thing. Don't you know, my people? When are we going to appease Yahweh so that he can slow down these curses, so that he can continue to have mercy upon us, so that he would begin to start blessing us? When are we going to appease him? The way you do it, you keep his commandments. Return unto him with all your heart, soul, and might. And the thing that he would have thought to have done unto us, he said he would repent of it. I know you might not have never seen this before, but I definitely got to have you to see it. He said even if he had pronounced to do evil to us, the Most High said if we return back to him and do right and be remorseful and regret and admit that we've been wrong. Do you know that Yahweh said that he will repent of the evil that he had thought to do unto us? Oh, you got to see it, and I'm going to darn sure show it after I finish reading these verses. This is what it says. Thy sons have fainted, in the 20th verse of Isaiah, the 51st chapter. He said, thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of thy Elohim. Hallelujah. Yah is letting us know the truth. No wonder our brothers is on the street corners. No wonder. He said, your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury. Fury means anger of Yahweh, the rebuke of thy Elohim. That's what's going on. They full of Yahweh's anger. That's why they're murdering each other. That's why they murder you. They full of the anger of Yahweh. What anger? The anger that he got for us for serving the false gods of the people round about us, for abandoning his laws. Because if you forsake him, he will forsake you. That's his word. Furthermore, therefore, hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus said Yahweh, Yahweh, the master, thy Elohim, that pleaded the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury, thou shall no more drink it. So Yahweh is letting us know it's going to come a day when we will not have to worry about our children murdering each other. He said, I'm going to take that cup out of your hand. And this is what he said he's going to do. He said, but I will put it in the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou have laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. And that's exactly what we've been doing. Exactly. And as I mentioned, all you have to do, my people, if you would like to be on the air, all you need to do is call area code 323-443-7418, and we will put you on the air. And it looks like we got a call from area code 513. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air. Area code 513. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Look like we're putting, okay, let's see. Can we get area code 513? All right, well, we'll hold off. We'll hold off. And in the meantime, while we're trying to get that straight on area code 513, in the meantime, I have to let you see this as well, my people, because this is what the Creator said concerning our plight and our children's plight while we're on earth. We got to understand what thus said Yahweh, and I'm going to show you what thus said Yahweh. Because Yahweh wants you to know the end thereof. Yahweh wants you to know that if we put our trust in him, we wouldn't have had to worry about anything. All we had to do was do his laws. The Most High wants to bless us. In Proverbs, go to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs, the second chapter. Here's one of the greatest things you need to know. And you'll be able to see in Proverbs, the second chapter, starting at the first verse, this is what Yahweh said. He said, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, yeah, if thou seek after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hidden treasures, then shalt thou find the knowledge of Elohim. And for Yahweh giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler unto them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. He is a buckler. He is a shield, a protection for those that fear him and keep his commandments. All we got to do is receive his words, and the Almighty said, incline our ear and apply our heart and search for it like you're searching for a hidden treasure. And he said, you would find it. That's all we had to do. If you're seeking, if you're searching, and you're praying, Yahweh going to let you find him. Because that's the whole duty of man, is to fear Elohim and keep his commandments. That's how you get true liberation. That's how you get true freedom. It don't come, my people, by walking around with another nation's flag. It don't come by acknowledging all the religions of your own oppressors. It don't come by trying to appease him and begging him for equal rights. That's not how you get freedom. You get freedom from Yahweh. You get liberation from Yahweh, because truly, Yahweh is the one who gives you justice. For instance, let's go to Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, as we begin to close. Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, and see what Yahweh said as a prophecy and what has came to pass right now that has happened unto us. In Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, the 4th verse, this is what it reads. And in those days, and in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion, with their faces thitherward, saying, come, let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, their Elohim, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. So in other words, even our enemies know that we abandon the Most High. That's why we're in the conditions we're in today. And that's why, before I end this broadcast, I want my beloved brother, they call him Fats, I want to be able to say that we're going to be praying for you, my beloved brother, no matter what anyone or the doctor say, we're going to be praying a special prayer for you. I want you to know that. And I'm speaking of my brother Fats. I pray to the Most High that he bless you and keep you, because only the Most High, only him, has life and death in his hands. It's not over till he say it's over, because there's always hope. And we love you, brother. And we want you to know that. And we're going to be praying for you. And we pray to the Most High that many of our people remember our Sacred Laws, Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference this year. In the end of the year, the winter conference is going to be held in November in the great state of Florida under the great teacher, Moray Yehoshua Ben Israel. And that's going to be during the so-called Thanksgiving weekend. And we're going to be giving you more details in the upcoming broadcast. But in the meantime, on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, we want all you to know that Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom. Praise Yah.